Probably the most extreme example of ethnoarchaeology was the Tucson Garbage Project by William Rathje. This spawned a whole field of archaeology referred to as garbology. Rathje was interested in patterns of disposal, what people threw away, and especially how this compares to what they say about what they purchase. Beginning in the 1970s, and continuing for more than a decade, he and his students collected trash in Tucson, then opened up the trash bags and recorded what they found. Here are some of the coding categories and data recording sheets. Perhaps not surprisingly, Rathje found that people underreported the amount of junk food they ate and overreported the amount of healthy foods they consumed. Rathje referred to this as the lean cuisine syndrome. People like to think they eat better than they do. I'm not sure how applicable this is to the archaeological record, but Rathje's study had a few other important insights for applied archaeology.